and welcome to Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark. I'm playing Gamble Cleese. And I'm joined, as always, by the Furtive Four. Let's take it around the horn.
Rich playing Seth Lightfoot.
Howard playing Quaterius Can't Stop Stealing.
Roger playing Jin D.
And Ryan playing everyone else. And Gort. Mostly Gort.
Wow. I can't believe Jindy didn't want to go to Windmere with us.
Coward. Wow. Shocker.
I love that you were the only one that escaped. That's so funny.
It's so fitting.
So perfect.
I was like,
so annoyed.
Definitely
the whole
was like,
time.
I want to be the straight man.
Honestly, we needed one so bad.
Yeah.
So why? Bad.
To be fair, this episode we went extremely wacky with it.
Yeah. I don't know when I'm playing Quinterius again. I got to plant these beans.
The dynamic. Eat him with explosive eggs.
Perfect.
I can't believe he made the save.
Yeah, I know.
The
I know.
Egg save.
I can't believe you saved against that egg.
Now I have a +1 in my strength.
I can't believe I got you so many
if
eggs.
I have 8 eggs. I just keep trying every day. That's a potential level up in 8 different stats.
Or you're going to explode the next time you look at those eggs.
It's 10d6.
You're level 3.
10d6. What's your total HP?
24. There's a good chance I still survive.
I almost died
from
that fall.
Extremely slim chance you survive.
Listen, I'm going to do it right now.
So high on the fall damage. I rolled crazy. I rolled 4d6 and got 20.
Huh. Yeah. I have 4 HP.
Yeah.
Look, 24 right there. That would have knocked me out.
Again, that was another
one. I just
one
rolled 42.
It wasn't going to be like
right.
a super.
Which would outright kill you.
Did you eat the egg? No, I did. So it would have been my roll.
I had a feeling that wasn't going to be like a big combat one. I wanted you guys to fight the book for a
Rich.
Minute. But
34.
Listen, I'll do it again.
I thought they were going to start like talking during the whole
yep.
Kurzic presentation.
Yep.
30. Still not too much overkill.
Still not too much.
There's not a single situation you've rolled
still
yet
dead.
Where you don't go down.
Still dead.
Okay, you guys are cowards.
Yeah. Oh, no, I wanted one of the eggs, but I was like
29. It's only going down.
Just like you, if you eat one of those eggs.
I can't believe you rolled the eggs twice. That's insane.
I have 8 eggs, which in hindsight could be horrifying for you if I make the save at least half those times.
Or if you hold people down and force feed them eggs, which we've been known to do.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God.
That can go either way. And if it damages them, at least it's going to do a shit ton.
I don't know. I'm killing them. Oh, I know. These are good eggs.
True.
Yeah, you guys are on like a strange train to Windmere now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
I got our panic beam.
Train rides with these kind of people usually don't end well.
Nope. And of course, my big thing, an avatar of Krizik awaits Bleebly in Bed Kelly.
Yeah, we got him.
Sure.
I've been like toying with the idea of how avatars would work in this because, I mean, I don't get like too into the lore here, but the gods of Aeona don't like walk Aeona anymore.
Thanks
after the Great War. Yes.
Mrs. Justice.
Yes. You guys didn't dig into that too much. I wasn't sure if you got kind of press me on that a little bit.
We will.
But yes, the God of Justice was responsible for sealing the gods behind a divine gate, separating the gods from the mortals. After the Great War, it was kind of decided.
Oh, so she can get all the hot mortal dicks she wants and then cuts everyone else off?
She basically stayed behind to, safeguard the world and eventually became more and more mortal as the years went on. But the big thing was that, like, I was like, okay, well, then I still need Krizik to have a way to, like, show up and, like, fight people, kind of, and the other gods, too. So I was like, all right, we'll do avatars, which is they can basically take control of a follower and, like, possess their body. It destroys the follower in the process. That Seder was basically ripped asunder to create this new avatar of Krizik, but...
Makes sense.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Only Quaterius can get a strength upgrade and not die.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. I'm cutting his ponytail off.
Well, I was going to bring it up in front of everyone. I'm like, you're wearing the hairstyle of a heretic. Kill this man.
Yeah, that would have went over well.
Well, I mean, he is.
So I think you guys can probably now see why I didn't want to record this episode before
we would have killed the guys immediately who were invisible.
You would have been way more, I think, paranoid.
Oh,
which
yeah.
I didn't really want for
I don't know how I would play
this
that
first
different.
Batch of sessions at least.
Nah, that's fair.
But yeah, there's a lot going on in Back Alley. Ain't a lot happening here. Arc 5 is going to be pretty wild.
It's bad, all right.
I already got a hot date. What are you talking about?
It's true. You got a hot library date.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, hey, spoilers, because remember, this is coming before that last batch of episodes.
Oh, yeah?
Mm. Oh, shit.
Yeah, we got to be careful.
I don't have a hot library, Dave.
Don't worry. No one's listened to this after show anyway.
That's true. Nobody does.
But if you do, you will know that sometime in
this
the future,
does.
A hot library date will be happening.
Yeah, but you were here, so.
That's true. Yeah, see, if you're a big enough super fan, I might let you be a guest. It's, you know, come on the show. That was wild, though. You guys just, like, I mean, it was like, I remember I looked at the clock and I was like, okay, it's been like 25 minutes. They've gone 1 foot.
We're still fucking around with the front door.
Yep.
God. We were like, oh, let's do this one quick because it's late. And then, you know, we had to fuck with Roger the whole time.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, honestly, all the times playing D&D.
He claimed to be the wild card.
I knew that.
I did not. I did not.
What was I supposed to do?
Gord said, oh, you're a wild card, huh?
Yeah.
And you just
not
believed what he said and
it's
not what
so
I said.
It's funny because like, when I'm a player, I'm almost always in that role of being like, hey, gang, let's button things up and fucking lock in. Wow. I like love playing that kind of a character because it makes everyone go, no. Like, and then it's also so fun for the DM because the DM gets to go, okay, let's make sure this guy's definitely not going to get anything done. Like, let me help them distract him so he can't get his whole mission done. Oh, so stupid.
Can't believe Helen drowned.
You killed her.
You left Helen in there. I didn't create a fucking giant geyser of beer.
I thought you were going to bring
much,
her with you.
How much
somehow.
Beer fills up in 9 rounds? I mean, I was just picturing that basically like a geyser is a geyser. Yeah,
yeah,
like,
it's a lot of faithful
yeah.
going
the whole
off.
Room like filled up with.
It's lucky
minutes.
That the storm callers are leaving this temple because if anyone opens that door.
Well, I was going to speak to Draconic, to one of the blue Dragonborn recruits.
Grab me a scroll.
And be like, hey, free beer in the back room for new recruits. Yeah. Check it out.
Technically not a lie.
Well.
It is very funny to me now because if the main campaign crew decides to investigate this temple, there will be a record room full of beer.
That, the thing is, I want to go over there and check it out as Theo and probably like open the door and end up getting hit with like a wave of beer. Just what the fuck?
Right. Yeah, it's like the wave. Shining. Just like the
elevator
door
opens
up. Yep.
That's weird. The blood usually gets off on the third floor.
It's funny that Yarno... All it needed to hear was like Krizik was meeting there and just like booked it.
Yeah.
It was just like, didn't was like stick oh, around for the rest of the stuff.
Yeah. I think that like basically the end of that session is Yarno being like, fuck, and just scrambling to the gate and hoping that you guys show up soon. But yeah, there's a lot going on.
Well, I guess we'll have more information.
You rolled so high on. Overhearing that conversation, which I was like, damn, I'm gonna give him like all the deets I have here pretty much.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, seems the College of Evocation maybe is not as neutral as the rest of the city when it comes to
we gotta tell the king
arming.
If we ever find out.
So yeah, that'll be interesting.
You could bully all those evocation nerds.
Yep. Well, I was going through the colleges and I was like, okay, which college
is the shittiest.
Well, I was like, who would align with Krizik, basically? And I was like, oh, evocation is like, you're like your specialty is, you could specialize in like lightning, essentially. So I was like, okay, that's like a cool place to start, sort of. And I've always loved living lightning bolts. They're like a cool monster from Ravnica. I was like, oh, sick. So that's like a fun thing we could do where they're making lightning to aid Krizik, potentially.
Yeah.
But, you know, I get a lot of mysteries, get a lot of, you know, a lot of things going on. So you guys got to really dig in my city if you want to find out what's going on here. But, yeah, we recorded this last episode. I also, I'm excited that I'm sure the audio
sound quality
so much better. We recorded the first three, obviously, online, which is why they sound like shit. But this one we got to record in person with Roger. So that was fun.
Yay.
Thank you, Roger, for playing.
One last hurrah.
For those at home, we recorded the next three episodes of the main campaign you're about to listen to, and then this. And I think you'll probably understand why I'm listening to those episodes, because they were already pretty paranoid. I didn't want to drive them too crazy here.
Yeah,
you guys did swell today.
Jin D makes it back somewhere.
Yeah.
Jimmy D.
Gin D. Good old Jimmy.
Jin D. D. So funny. It was great just having another weird little kobold. Every kobold we've seen has been like a freaky little guy. That's my favorite. Yeah.
Yeah, kobolds are pretty funny.
They're real fun.
For the most part.
Yeah, they're like a cool... I've never gotten to really play one, but I feel like one of these days...
They're always going to be like a natural rogue, too.
Yeah, they're really good.
Kind of species.
They, the new one, the new kobolds, I know you can kind of choose between some like different traits you kind of get. I gave you the sorceress magic since all of the kobolds now are getting their fire magic awakened. But in the original kobold, they had a thing that was so funny called cower and beg, where you could just be like, I quit, don't kill me, and basically give your allies advantage while you were kind of pretended that you were like dying. Just like, ah, no, stop. And like, I thought it was really funny. I like playing a coward in D&D. It's usually a very fun character trope to play out. But yeah, I haven't got to play one. I've been wanting to play a kobold sorcerer, draconic sorcerer. I feel like that's kind of like what they're...
Yeah.
Very charisma-based. I kind of build for that.
I thought you... Didn't you play one?
Oh, I did play one. Yeah, I played Calder. That was... yeah, I played a little fun guy. Never mind. I take that back. I literally played exactly the thing I was talking about. I remember I found like a really fun build online once that was like a kobold artificer. And you know how one of the artificers you can like make a little creature, like a little robotic thing you can kind of ride around on? Because kobolds are small, you could like ride it, which I thought would be really fun. Just riding around lancing people as a kobold, that'd be a good time.
Yeah.
I've like tried to make like a mounted character so many times. It's like so complicated. And the environment, I feel like, never lets you do it.
Yeah. How often can you ride your mount around?
Like never. You're always like in a cave, like in a building where you can't just have a horse.
Yeah, it's a problem.
I've like, every time I play Paladin, I always grab Find Greater Steed as a spell and like never get to use it.
Yeah. That's why I didn't pick it as a Arendir.
Yeah.
I was like, when am I going to use this? We're always like in a truck.
Yeah, you guys are always like in a vehicle or something like that. So it seemed kind of silly. I do have some more vehicle combat stuff playing for the main campaign down the road in Back Alley.
Ooh.
You guys have to talk to Gertie first, but
well, that's where we're. Never mind.
Yeah, at some point you'll be talking to Gertie. Don't worry about it. Gertie's,
Gertie's on the docket.
Gertie's on the docket.
Since we've recorded everything else, I have like all that info, but I don't want to say it. Yes, so I'm shit.
We got Gertie's in Taluga's notebook.
How do these guys get anywhere in this campaign?
They don't.
This whole thieves group.
Oh, I have no idea how they got this far.
Yeah, no.
What are you talking about? I got a +12 to sleight of hand.
That's insanity.
Yeah. I'm level 3.
All my rogue stats are at disadvantage, so.
I can't believe you guys made it this far.
I'm built for stealing and just stealing.
I'm built for failing being rogue.
What are you talking about? I just got to ghost you.
And I'm just whatever.
He's the wild card.
You are the wild card.
Barely.
I am the wild card.
I really thought it was so funny when you were talking to Yarno. He's like, do you know Bouncicles? That was really fun.
I know. So exciting.
That's my cousin.
He owes me 5 gold.
Yeah.
Like Gort.
No one got so found mad out at too. Minotaur.
Yeah. Gort got called out hard.
Not actually the leader.
No.
He says you're in charge now.
Yeah. Yeah. Yarno definitely outranks Gort in the hierarchy of NPCs.
Yeah.
But do Quintarius and gang know that?
No.
Which is why Gort is number one, baby.
The Phantom.
Quintarius can't stop stealing experience featuring Gort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
and now we're the beer bandits.
I just can't.
It's our calling card.
I just can't get over
it. I need more beans, guys. I got to plant them for the geyser.
I know. You got one bean left.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm saving it. I'm going to wait till you forget.
Yeah. I think we have not seen the last of Gort and his merry band of rogues.
My God, I hope not.
You know, they're fan favorites now, I think. So we're going to have to.
I love playing Quintarius.
Yeah.
I love playing Seth. So.
Gamblecleese rules.
On the midnight train to Windmere.
Yep. Midnight train to Windmere.
Did we level up?
Yeah. You know what? All the rogues.
For what?
You guys are level 4 now.
Yeah.
Yes. They did a great job.
Wait, I'll do it later.
Who had the page?
Me.
Oh, my God.
Why?
Because you're. Because now you're going to Windmere. You can't.
Yeah,
you can't
it tells us where he is in Windmere, though. It has his location.
And his phone number.
But he can't give it to anyone.
What do you mean?
Yes, he can.
Wasn't the plan to give it to Yarno?
No, the plan was for Gort to have
Yarno
it.
Yarno had no idea they were involved in anything.
Yeah, no, we needed
to
find Goffin.
Yarno was literally just running a scout mission. He was like, hey, buddy, you're a rogue. Go in, see what's going on. Get out of there.
So Gort wanted the
yeah. Gort wants the
and
address.
And Helen completed your mission.
Gort wanted the address because Gort has been tasked by Glebnor of kidnapping Goffin, a blue dragonborn who lives in Windmere, who has no idea what the hell's going on.
So how does that help Gort if he's on the way to Windmere with the thing?
It's because they have Perperbolus.
Yeah, he needed the location of Goffin, so that...
Oh,
because
God.
Remember, they
so
kidnapped Perperbolus,
so they can kidnap him
so now
back.
We have to kidnap their brother.
Oh, my God.
Again,
Goffin.
There is there's no reason to kidnap Goffin.
There is...
What are you talking about?
There is no way that these four
I could take
are
going
to be able to
thief.
Pull that off.
As
we all have
if it.
It
does, it's a miracle.
It's a miracle.
First of all, this is a long train ride. We have plenty of time to level up.
The two of them already almost died. Just
plenty
on that.
Plenty of time to level up.
Yeah, you guys will be level four next time we see these guys.
See? It's already happening.
Making your way to Windmere on a strange... I'll say that the train probably like... It's like a long metal train, and then at the front, there's just like a big, like, Krizik head at the base of it.
Ugh.
Kind of just looks like his face just charging through the desert.
Thomas the Tank Engine.
Yes,
so.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, Krizak.
He can't stop talking.
I can't. I watched so much Krizak. What we do in the shadows this week. I've just been doing the voice in the car to myself. I've just been going, Glebnor, Taluga.
What was the one of the words that you said that killed me?
Wizards and my satay.
Wizard.
Nads.
Cousin.
Yes, if you want to hear more of that very stupid voice, don't worry, gang. It's coming in spade in the next couple episodes. Mark, get us the hell out of here. It's been a long day of recording.
Well, everybody, hope you enjoyed this filler arc February and the fun little ride with our plucky band of rogues. As we discussed, we'll see them again, whether Ryan likes it or not.
I don't.
Anyways, please make sure you rate, review, subscribe. Maybe you'll find out soon what happens if you do that. Wink, wink, wink. Anywho, we're going to Windmere! Keep it dicey.
This has been a Business Shark production.